Hello, good evening, and welcome to Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. Well, my special guest this evening is Henry O'Donnell from Dunfries in Inishowen. He's the PRO of the Irish Natura and Hill Farmers Association, which was actually formally established a year ago. I've been speaking to him about what's in store for the association in the year ahead. Firstly, Henry, let's talk a little bit about the never-ending problems, it seems, to do with glass. Now, there has been announcements recently about payments being made under the first tranche, and that is welcome, but it seems that these are only being made payable on 17 acres of commonage, isn't that right? So they're not everybody's too pleased.
Yeah, it's funny. It's one of the things when we met the minister, Mr. Coveney, on the whole issues of what's commonage, one of the things he promised us was that there would be no delays in the payments to commonage farmers because of the issues with commonage. And here we are now, and there is delays and mix-ups and confusion, which is very disappointing, really. And generally, payments to farmers this year seem to be very disorganized. Where young farmers and new entrants, only 47% of those are actually paid at the moment. They were all supposed to be paid in December, so it's difficult to see what's going on. But again, the commonage farmer has been picked out and is the one worst off as regards glass payments at the moment.
And in terms of lost income, I mean, how much less are people getting than what they maybe were expecting?
Well, the maximum any farmer could get would be for 3 months of a maximum of 5,000, which is €1,250. Now, there seems to be varying payments to farmers from a couple of hundred euros up to €1,000. It's actually quite difficult to decipher what farmers have been paid, but the main message is that farmers haven't been paid what they should.
And my understanding is that the shortfall for quite a significant number there would amount to over €700. And let's face it, I mean, that's a fair hole in the pocket if you were expecting that to come in the post and it hasn't.
Definitely, definitely. And especially in the current farming climate where Hull sheep farmers especially are finding it very difficult.
And what about penalties? Are people being caught out at all? Is the system getting easier to understand and to do what you're meant to do?
I think, if anything, it's getting more complex. Farmers, just a stroke of a pen, and they can be penalised for very simple mistakes. And a huge issue is that farmers apply for a lot of their payments by the end of May, and they don't hear anything until their payment is actually delayed. There's a whole period there of 3 to 4 months where there seems to be no activity in processing applications. And it's only when farmers realise that their payment hasn't arrived that they know there's actually a problem. We would feel that there should be something there, at least a provisional check on a farmer's application, that if there is a problem, it could be identified a month after the application has been lodged and sorted out during that period, rather than the situation now, which is farmers assume that their application is fine until they don't receive any payments in September and October, and then everybody is contacting the Department of Agriculture at the one time, and it's just chaos.
So what is the next step forward? No doubt representations will be made to the minister.
Well, we're having a series of meetings actually with the Department of Agriculture as regards commonages, as regards payments, and that's very much ongoing. And obviously we'll be making representations to politicians. We actually had a think-in basically of our members on Monday night in Letterkenny, where we sat down and agreed what our policy issues are going forward for 2016, because we feel it's a very important year to get out there exactly what we as farmers want to public representatives, because obviously there's going to be an election And we really need to bring them to task to see what they're going to do for us. Because we feel currently there's no activity on our behalf at all. And things are actually getting worse instead of better.
Now, the Irish Natura and Hill Farmers Association was actually formally established in January 2015, so we're a year on now. It takes time to get structures in place. So bring us up to speed. I mean, it's a case now of really moving forward, you feel, in this next year. And as you say, with an election, it's probably a good time to put your policies forward.
Yeah. Well, very much so. What we feel as a new organisation, really, we have been firefighting up to now with schemes for farmers that were introduced before we came into existence. And while we're still doing a lot of that with existing schemes, we feel we have to be positive and proactive and actually set down what we want for the future and start looking forward to when schemes are reviewed and changed as time goes on. So we're developing our policies very much for that. And the key issues for 2016, we need to highlight as well. You mentioned we launched in January 15. Well, basically, the Donegal branch of the INHFA were the first county to actually launch. What we're actually doing now on the 5th of February in Westport in the Castle Court Hotel, we're actually having a national launch of the organisation, which we had never done. And at that, we're launching our policies for going forward for farmers, what we see as the key issues, and basically a wish list that we have for our members going forward. Because what we've found, Chris, is that in representing hill farmers, we have ended up representing a huge amount of farmers because they're faced with the same issues of low income, of schemes that are difficult to administer, to working on marginal land, to having poor prices for their produce. So our organisation really has broadened hugely in the last year, and we've realised that there's a huge amount of farmers that actually have the issues that we started off campaigning about. So we're very actively broadening the organisation and bringing a lot more farmers on board. So it's exciting times. In Donegal, we're actually having a meeting next Monday night, that's January the 25th, in Gidor in Austin, Loch Alston, for farmers in that area. It's really another one of the series of regional meetings we've been having. So we said we'll go out into the areas rather than making farmers possibly come to Letterkenny or somewhere else. We want to actually go into their areas and give them an opportunity to come along to see what we're doing. And hopefully get involved and have their say.
Now, I know a number of key areas for the association have been identified, and I suppose one of the most important ones, and it affects a lot of people up here, is a pharmacist.
Pharmacist is extremely topical at the moment, and it was very much highlighted at our think tank on Monday night, if you like. It's a huge issue for farmers, and really what it seems to be boiling down to, Chris, is that the Department of Social Protection actually have their own mechanisms for assessing farmers' incomes. And believe it or not, they don't actually accept audited accounts produced by a certified accountant for the farmer, which is perfectly acceptable to another government department, which is revenue. And we feel that this is a huge issue, that the Department of Social Protection won't actually accept those figures and are using some standardised costings, which really, you would say, aren't very applicable to somebody farming in difficult circumstances on poor land and maybe hill land in Donegal. So we're hoping to start a huge campaign to try and get this unfairness sorted out, because it's really unfair, and it doesn't make much sense.
Turning to the Common Agricultural Policy, It can be very complicated. There is a problem filtering the information right down to grassroots level. But we have a midterm review of CAP, and there are certain changes coming down the track. Again, it's something that no doubt you'll be discussing with your members and trying to ensure that the communication channels are fully open.
Exactly. Now, as far as the midterm review of the CAP is concerned, we're slightly pessimistic that there doesn't seem to be much of an appetite within government and within the department for much change. Now, one area that will be significantly reviewed is the area of ANC payments to farmers, which is what used to be the disadvantaged payment. Now, we feel this is a huge area for our members because this is money, obviously, as the name suggests, meant for farmers that are farming in difficult circumstances in areas of natural constraint. We feel that in the past this money has been siphoned off in other directions, and we will be putting a very strong case forward for farmers in Donegal that this payment should be more targeted and it should be increased for farmers in Donegal. And that's one of our key policies that we're working on at the moment, and we will be putting it out very strongly for election candidates that this is something they need to sort out for us. So that's one of the key areas, and that will actually be significantly reviewed. Right. Now, some of the other areas in CAP, like the basic payment and the glass, there doesn't seem to be much leeway to change them very much until the end of this round of CAP. So we're getting our heads around it. It's very complex, and we're trying to get it simplified and get it across to our farmer members that there is potential there that money could be targeted much better, and that farmers' income could be significantly improved if this money was distributed as it should be.
And in conclusion, Henry O'Donnell, PRO of the Irish Natura and Hill Farmers Association, it's going to be a really big year for the organisation. I suppose a little bit of make or break, whether you go from being a small organisation to one that really takes in people from many parts of the country.
Well, we would be very confident, Chris, that that's actually happening. And we see that our ground-up approach, where ordinary farmers come forward and discuss policy and discuss the issues that are important to them, we have found it extremely effective in getting to the point of what's important to the ordinary farmer in Donegal. And I think that's becoming very apparent. And our membership is increasing very significantly, very quickly. And we think it will continue to do so. And we would say to any farmer that's curious about what we're doing, to come along and look at our policies, read our documents, and see what we're trying to do. Even more so, okay, for farmers in Donegal, but we see the whole social aspect to farming in rural communities that has a much broader impact. And this is really about protecting rural communities and trying to get people into a situation where they can live in the environment they've been born and reared in, and have some form of an income that at the end of the day, we're living in a fabulous place, and we want to maintain that for our future generations.
Henry O'Donnell there, PRO of the Irish Natura and Hill Farmers Association. And some farming news items of note. Well, the IFA has described the results of a recent national survey of local and regional roads as confirmation of the unacceptable road conditions that many farm families and rural dwellers have to endure each day. The IFA has called on the government to implement two key measures set out in the Association's Charter for Rural Ireland Policy Framework. It wants a robust roads budget to be put in place, and that the Local Improvement Scheme, the LIS as it's commonly known, which supports works to be undertaken on local roads, well, the IFA wants it restored and fully funded in each local authority region. IFA National Livestock Chairman Henry Burns has claimed that factories are attempting to erode confidence in the beef trade by threatening price and weight cuts to try and force out scarce supplies of cattle. He pointed out that cattle supplies are very tight and that the trade in our main export market in the UK is very strong despite the changes to sterling. He added that there is a good possibility that the live export trade to Libya or Egypt will resume. And this will also reduce numbers. The IFA livestock leader called on Agricultural Minister Simon Coveney to stand up to the factories. Chagas is holding a series of spring grazing farming walks around the country. The Donegal Walk will be on Dan Callaghan's farm in Castle Finn on Friday, February the 5th. It starts at 11 a.m. and will last for 90 minutes. And this year's IFA Chagas National Potato and Trade Show will take place on Tuesday, February the 23rd in Dublin. The conference will take place in the Red Cow Hotel. For that one. And Jackson's Hotel in Ballybuffet will be the venue for an evening seminar on the 11th of February. And the topics that will be examined will be ensuring optimum health in the ewe flock at lambing time, the economics of spring lambing systems, and improving technical performance. And on a lighter note, have you ever wanted to farm and travel at the same time? Well, now's your chance, as the world's remotest inhabited island is looking for you. An agricultural advisor is required for Tristan da Cunha to assist with all aspects of the development of livestock and agriculture on this island, which is in the South Atlantic. It's a volcanic island, and the 1961 eruption of Queen Mary's Peak forced the evacuation of the entire island. And in 1958, as part of an experiment, the United States Navy detonated an atomic bomb southeast of the island. It currently has a population of less than 300. Well, the job has been advertised on the National Farmers Union website in the UK, as Tristan da Cunha is an overseas territory of the UK. According to the NFU, the island has approximately 1,000 acres of poor grazing land for 300 cattle and 500 sheep. I wonder if there'll be any applications from Donegal. And moving on now to the livestock prices, sheep prices, spring lamb, €5.45 a kilo to 23 kilos, ewes €3 to €3.20 a kilo. And cattle prices, steers €3.90 a kilo, heifers €4 to €4.10 a kilo, O-grade bulls €3.70 a kilo, R-grade €3.80 and U-grade €3.90 a kilo, and cows O-grade €3.25 a kilo, R-grade €3.40 a kilo. Well, that's it for tonight's edition of Farming News and Views. Thanks for listening. Until next week, from me, Chris Ashmore, a very goodbye.